Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I mentioned last week that when we think of angels, don't confuse them with the seraph and the cherub. All different beings. Matter of fact, God has created all, a wonderful creation, and we only know a little bit of it in God's Word. There's cherubim, there's seraphim, there's angelic beings, and they all have a different, hey, for lack of a better word, job description. They all do something, huh? That's even better. You ought to get up here and teach. They all have a different purpose. Yeah, they do something different. I mentioned last week, angels are that we would know are messengers. Matter of fact, Gabriel, we know him as a messenger, but he had a realm. There's, by the way, there's only one archangel. Who is that? Michael. Okay. All people think of archangels. No, there's only one that the Bible speaks of, and that's Michael, the archangel. He had a special purpose. We think about, we looked at the cherubim. They seem to have a ministry of defense, and they are by the throne. When you read about cherubim, they are by the throne. We read about seraphim, and they're above the throne. We see that in Isaiah 6, and their ministry is mainly of worship. Isaiah 6, holy, 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 and they have wings, six wings. They did six wings. Yeah, two of you did fly. Did I say that right, Doug? You sing that song. Two they covered their feet, two they covered their face, and with two they did fly. So seraphim has six wings. Cherubim's a different kind of creature. Y'all see where I'm going with this, okay? Angels do not have wings. I know probably at your house you got these little angels or little things. They don't throw it away you just because you have a little statue of a little angel and all, but the Bible never speaks of angel having wings. I will go this. This in Zechariah chapter number 5, people always point me to that. There's two women in Zechariah chapter number 5. Am I going too fast for y'all? Okay, I'm going to slow down. In Zechariah chapter number 5, it speaks of two women, and they have wings that they're in the wind. I won't read it, but you can look at it on your own. And they say, well, those are women angels. No, the Bible never refers to them as angels. Matter of fact, it's in a vision that he sees, and they're in a city of Shinar, which is another word for ancient Babylon. And if you read that whole chapter, they're there. It's a vision, and it's for evil purposes. So, number one, they're not angels. They're never identified as angels. They are identified with women that have wings, but it's identified for evil, not for good, for God's judgment in Babylon. Matter of fact, there's a seat there of judgment there. So, when we're going to look at, I promise this morning, about some examples of angels, and they're always masculine, they're always in man form, okay? Talking about spirits real quick, I share this with you, and we'll get a little bit farther now. Even the demonic, we call them demons in the King James, it's devils, but you know, there's only one devil, but there's many devils. You got that? Or we would call them demons, okay? The King James Bible does not use the word demons, but and I had a preacher, he's mad at me. He's probably going, you know, this goes on the radio. And I promise you, I'm going to get a text from him next week, because I'm calling devils demons. And I want to make a clarification again. The King James Bible never calls them demons, calls them devils. But because of people we could understand, we think of demons, okay? Of course, there's a reason for that because of the language and all. But remember those devils or demons that was inside those guys in Gadara, the Gadarenes? They were in the cemetery. There were two of them. We think of one, but actually there were two of them that we know of. And they were chained, and chains couldn't hold them, and they were bad. And then Jesus comes there. He goes, he calmed the sea. He went up into the Gadarenes there, and went to the cemetery, graveyard, everywhere they come. And one of the demons, Jesus said, who are you? He said, we are legion, for we are many. Now, the word legion is in the Roman army, and that's what I've been told, again, by commentators. You know what a commentator is? A commentator is just a commentator. You'll get that on the way home. It's just their thoughts and what they're telling. Did you get that, Kevin? Okay. Are you following me? All right. A legion is 2,000 Roman soldiers. So it's possible this man had as many as 2,000 demons or 2,000 devils within him. And they said, please don't cast us into the abyss. Remember that? So what did Jesus do? There were swine there feeding on the cliff. He cast them into the swine, and the swine went, jumped into the cliff, off the cliff, went into the sea, and they drowned. And I told you this week, this is for you visitors, that this is the first time you ever read about deviled ham. I'll quit my jokes, okay? But anyway, but you see that even they had to possess something. Whereas it went from an individual to swine. These are demonic beings, okay? So there's a whole realm of, I'm scared to answer your question, Lisa, but go ahead. No. They go to somewhere else. I will say this one, and I got to move on. Somebody in this church, did I mention this last week about somebody in this church? Was somebody, and they thought they saw some demonic activity in their ass. Remember that? Yeah. I talked to them on a Tuesday night of how to do it. A believer cannot, listen to me very carefully, a demon cannot be possessed. No, yeah, I got to slow down. A believer cannot be possessed with a demon, a devil. They cannot be possessed. They can be oppressed, hence Paul the Apostle. A messenger of Satan was sent to buffet me, to beat up on me. A believer can be, that was Paul's thorn in the flesh. It was not his eyes. We looked at this last week. People say, well, Paul's thorn in the flesh was his eyes. He couldn't see. No, that was a problem. But it was so clear in that passage, the Lord said, Paul said three times, Lord, remove this from me. Remove this from me. No, my grace is sufficient. It's a thorn in the flesh. What was it? He just said a messenger of Satan was sent to buffet me. So a believer can be oppressed, but they cannot be possessed. See the difference? Okay, this guy asked me, and I won't say who it is. He's a member of this church. He's staying somewhere, found out that with a roommate that's an unbeliever. But there's some strange things that are going on in that apartment. He said, could this be so? I said, absolutely, I believe that. And then don't kick me out of this church. I've seen things. I've been in Africa, lived with the Kenyans. I've seen some. Did I tell you that about the guy preaching in the market? Started preaching, some guy showed up, hundreds of people, and he started, whoa, whatever he was doing. I stopped preaching, and I just started praying. I'll never forget it. He's probably from here to Doug for me. And I said, Lord, I can't, you got to do something about this. Whatever what I said amen. I lifted up my eyes, and that guy was gone. He was gone. And there's hundreds of people there. And I asked him after the preaching, where'd he go? They said, we have no clue. He just disappeared. You say what you want to. I believe the demons are real. Demonic spirits. Don't you go home and start throwing holy water over your house and casting out demons. I'm telling you, the reality of it, it's real. Okay. Angelic realm. Let me get back on course here. The angelic realm is a created realm. God created them. Again, we looked at these verses last week. I'm not going to reiterate them. Psalm 148, verses 2 and verse 5. And Job 38, verses 4 through 7. We looked at this last week. Job is particularly taught that the sons of God, speaking, referring to the angelic realm, they, Caleb wants us, leap for joy or something. They were happy when God created the heavens and the earth. In other words, the angelic realm saw the creation. Genesis 1:1. The angelic realm was already created. Satan at that time, we'll look at this as we move on here in a couple weeks. Satan at that time was not Satan. He was Lucifer. Lucifer was perfect in the days that that was created. We read that in Ezekiel. He was that high cherub that anointed cherub that covered. But I believe that Satan, that Lucifer fell when he saw the creation of man.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.